good.
Go ahead. Go in there. You want some pizza?
Me too.
Huh?
Me too.
Go in there and get you some. And then you can draw your picture too. Hey, you got two more. Can you give them some pizza? And they want to draw. Here in West Oakland, we're near the what used to be Highway 17, is now called 880 Freeway. And also we're right near the 580 Freeway, as well as Highway 24, as well as 80. So we're kind of surrounded by all these freeways. Excuse me. Lots of diesel trucks. We unfortunately live right over by the post office as well. So when they get ready to go to work, they idle up the trucks. We have truckers that stop and park their trucks and leave them there overnight. When they idle up, that's going into my house or my neighbor's house. One of the problems that we're dealing with is the South Prescott Neighborhood Park, and that's right next to the freeway, or the freeway runs over the park, actually. Well, all besides having lead, we had lead, toluene, benzene, mercury, arsenic, and all that other stuff. Once we got Caltrans to clean it up to residential standards, which is, it's not okay for us, but we settled for that because it was better than nothing. And now we have Amco Chemical Company, which is across the street from the park, but the chemical company had storage tanks underneath that leaked, and it was leaking the vinyl chloride. Caltrans did a study that said that the vinyl chloride would reach the park in 17 years. Well, we did a study, and our study showed that the vinyl chloride will reach the park in 13 years. In that same park, there was a company called Best Fertilizer. Well, Best Fertilizer was a company that had loads and storage of loads of pesticides. Well, that pesticide company, there was a huge fire in the 50s. And that pesticide caught on fire and burned. And when you burn pesticides, the byproduct from that is dioxin. So there's a lot of dioxin that's in the ground also. But nobody knows to what extent the vinyl chloride is. They don't know. We know it goes 60 feet deep, but nobody knows the perimeter, how wide it goes. And that's what we're trying to push EPA and Caltrans to put monitoring wells at the park to protect children that go there. We want to shut the park down or either move the play structure to the other end. I used to see down here at night, before the grass, they put the grass in, there was in certain spots where the table water would rise. And I would see fog. It's like it was an eerie thing. Like you walking in a graveyard site on a foggy, foggy night. Well, I found out that this was vapors, you know, coming up. And I'm like, oh my God. So now we were trying to get an engineer, and that's what we lack in our communities. We don't have the resources. We don't have the technical resources either. And it's all about redevelopment, you know. People want to hurry up, cap stuff. At first they want to cap it, and we said over our dead bodies. You know, we want this cleaned up. You put housing on top of this and people under this stuff is going to ooze up out of the ground. If you ever passed by in the neighborhood and you saw this park, From the outside, it looks like it's a nice place. They planted trees. But see, I remember when they put those trees in and they were taking out the soil. They didn't take out all the toxic soil. And that was my fight. People thought I didn't want to park there. Well, no, that's not the neatest place to put a park underneath the freeway. But if you did, and you're supposed to have been bringing in clean soil, clean field, they didn't. I watched the bulldozers turn stuff over like you're mixing up some dough. And then they pressed it up and pushed it. They piled it up against the sound wall. And that's what they did. And put some trees in. And they have the play structure down right near the vinyl chloride. Okay? Does that make sense? Anybody listening to me? That play structure should be picked up and moved. They put that park there because that park came out of a lawsuit. And they claimed that there was no other place to put it. And we wanted it in a community, in our own community. How's everybody doing? How is everybody doing? Now that's better. My name is Renee Morrison. I'm president and CEO of Chester Street Block Club Association here in West Oakland. We've been doing some great things here. We've had some battles. And the reason why we put on this event every year is to educate the community about the toxic chemicals in our community. We have been
here. Renee Morris asked if I could, while she was doing the barbecue, tell people some of the history here. 3 years ago, there was a polluter called Red Star Yeast that was here for many decades. And everybody in the community knew it put out the worst smells you can imagine. Caused a lot of asthma among kids. A lot of times, even when it was hot, people couldn't open the windows. A lot of times the kids had to go inside. Through a tremendous struggle, Chester Street Block Club and Green Action and Citizens for West Oakland Revitalization and the Indicators Project, we managed to shut it down. Because we found out, not only did it stink, which we all knew, but the government never told people it actually emitted really high levels of cancer-causing chemicals called acetaldehyde. So not only did it stink, and in a sickening way, not just some bad odor, I mean, it was sickening, but it was deadly chemicals were coming out 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And one of the things to celebrate today is there is no cancer-causing chemicals coming from Fifth and Mandela right about now. So that's at least from that side. And it was really a tremendous victory over people had to fight this giant company and the government, and they won. And it was really quite a beautiful thing. And that's, I think, one of the things we see in the environmental justice movement.